Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bull Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding-age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bull Award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
Well, today's cattle futures market was lower in the live cattle. We were down a buck 05 in December at 135.87. February live cattle, $1.40 lower at 137.90. So a little bit weaker here. We did bounce off the 20-day moving average on the Feb live cattle, so hopefully that'll provide support. If you draw a trend line across the bottom of the Feb cattle, you can also kind of find a spot right in here at this area to provide support. The other side of that, of course, is we did have a reversal yesterday where the market made new highs and sold back off. The feeder cattle today were down 87 in January at 164.85. March is down 5. The April's up 25. May's up 37. So there was actually some strength on that far out there, deferred contracts. August settled up a dollar at 178.10. So there's a little bit of hedge interest at these levels just because it's near the highs and so on. Now today's grain futures were sharply lower, and so feed prices lower. You kind of would think that the feeder cattle would find some strength, and I guess they did farther out. Now the Dease Hogs up 97 today, 73.37. The February's 95 lower at 79.97. April Hogs down 65 here, 85.25. But again, here midweek, the market had been making highs. Of course, we got this new variant kind of lingering over the market and really impacting all of the futures combined.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
And today's grain futures were extremely weak across the board. The corn was anywhere from 8 to 15 and 3 quarters lower. March corn 14 and 3 quarters at 567 and a half. So that was a disappointing move there. The beans were also weak anywhere from about 18 to 26 lower. The January's 24 and a quarter lower at 1217 and a quarter. We're still well off the November lows from earlier this month, but we're back below some of the key moving averages. Chicago wheat 26 to 35 lower. Kansas City, of course, important down here. 35 cents lower on the March, 822 and a quarter. July 28 and a quarter lower, 809 and a quarter. The weather is extremely dry. So that's a thing that's been happening. Looks like the forecasts are going to remain dry for a pretty good period of time. So it's kind of interesting to see that market under so much pressure. Also watch what's going on the border of Russia and Ukraine. There were some pretty tense words overnight between those two countries and the West, I would say. Minneapolis wheat, 28 to 35 lower, and then cotton today. Cotton got killed. It was 5 cents lower in decent March, which is the limit, even May out there. But now March cotton is 106.41, down 5 cents. And it, you know, this isn't, it's 106, but it's been up to nearly 120.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.